Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. So this show is the second in a two-part series with the broader theme of lessons learned and knowledge conveyed as part of the mentor slash mentee, you know, that person being mentored, that relationship as it pertains to real estate investing. Now, I hosted part one earlier today in the morning. If you missed that, or if you can't catch all of this show, part two, you can tune into the full series if you go to our website at lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and go find the podcast. This will be archived under the podcast later in the week. Now, in the first show, we talked with local investors here where I am in DFW, Mark and Julie. They are the mentees, you know, in our series, and they have a very interesting story. Loads of experience, even though they just became members at Lifestyles in late 2019, a lot of experience with this pair. So go check out that show, hear the full story. And among some great lessons learned and some great recommendations from Mark and Julie, we also heard about how the mentoring at Lifestyles has helped them to go to the next level as already experienced real estate investors. Now, on this show, part two, we're going to take up the mentor side of the equation and talk with one of the great mentors that helped Mark and Julie to level up, right? We're going to hear just what the mentors do, how they can help you, and hear about some of the ahas that mentors are able to convey, you know, in this case with Mark and Julie, or maybe with our broader membership base that really help the investor open their eyes and again, go to that next level. One of my goals with this two-part series is to help you see how a mentor can help you. And again, even experienced investors can use a helping hand, and a great mentoring program is really just the way, is the way to get there. So we'll talk through that. We'll also, Lori is going to be my guest, and we'll later in the show, towards the end, if we have time, we'll get into a little bit of a review of the market, see what's going on there. But without further ado, I want to welcome Lori, one of our mentors here in the Dallas-Fort Worth office, to the show. Lori, how are you?
I'm good, Andy. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you. And if you don't mind, if you could just open with giving us a little bit of background, you know, what you were doing before Lifestyles and maybe what you've done since joining.
Absolutely. You know, before joining Lifestyles, I had a 25-year career in the airline industry. And just like many folks, you're not going to really find a real estate investor that ever started out with that being their first job, because quite frankly, it's not really a job. So I used to do the free workshops for Lifestyles a little bit. I'm jumping ahead here, but a lot of people say, well, I'm here at Lifestyles because I want to quit my job this week and become a real estate investor. And I tell them, well, that's not really a job, so don't quit your job until you actually have a portfolio and you can retire yourself. So we never want to put the cart before the horse. The most successful people, that come to us are absolutely like me. We've all had time spent in a career or a particular industry. And with mine, I started basically becoming an investor by happenstance, because the airlines would transfer me around several times throughout my career. And it was always easier in the rush of the move to go ahead and rent out my house rather than sell it. And, you know, by the time I hadn't been in the house 2 years to avoid capital gains tax and consider that a primary, so I just figured, well, instead of selling and paying realtor commissions and all that tax, I'm probably going to come out negative, because I never bought it as an investment. I bought it certainly as a residence. So that's where I decided, wow, I've made a pretty good gig here with my three rental properties from just moving around with my career. How could I do this, and how great could I change my wealth and my income if I were doing this intentionally? And that's where I went and started to seek out an education and mentor program that could help me with that. So that's kind of my background and how it piqued my interest.
Okay. So when did you become, I know you were on board at Lifestyles when I joined back in early 2012, maybe in member services at the time, but when did you actually join as a member?
Yeah, well, that's my two-part series of my career then, because I joined as a member in 2010. And I was able to retire myself pretty quickly right after that. I jumped in and bought my first two or three houses. And then, you know, like I tell many of the members, hey, we all start at a different level. Some might have $250,000 sitting around in the bank. Others might have, you know, less, and they need to start with their first house. It all starts with that first step, and you don't have to be astronomically wealthy to get started. Just like anything else in life, the more resources you have to throw at something, the faster things usually happen. But so I started investing in a few rental houses, and then I realized, well, you know, I can give up my day job that requires me to be there from 8 to 5, doesn't understand this real estate investing thing at all. Or I could go ahead and quit and then just get a job with Lifestyles Unlimited. When I saw that job opening announcement come out, I said, you know what, that's where I want to be. I still want W-2 income so I can continue to grow my portfolio and stay in this game. But I also want to just immerse myself with this group of like-minded people. So I came to have two jobs within Lifestyles, one in member services back in 2010, and then I became a mentor, a single-family mentor, in 2017.
Okay, I was about to ask you when that transition occurred, and boy, coming from the airline industry, looking at everything that happened in 2020 with the pandemic and furloughs and everything else in travel in particular, as well as other leisure industries, hospitality, pretty darn good mm-hmm. move to have made, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that was a long time ago now. But, you know, my heart goes out to my friends and colleagues, or former colleagues that I had. But that's what I preach each and every single time as a mentor. When people come to me, no matter what their situation, a lot of people say, you know, I don't want to retire. I love my job. My industry is great. And I said, and I always tell them, well, then don't quit your job. But you know what? You never know when there's going to be a change, and you've got the financial
exactly right. Exactly right.
Walk away.
Hey, we're going to head into a break. When we come back, I want to hear a little bit about the infrastructure at Lifestyles, because I know you are not the only mentor that people have the ability to contact. So stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Andy Webb, and today we are on part 2 of a two-part series. In part one, I spoke with Mark and Julie, local investors here in my area in Dallas-Fort Worth that have joined Lifestyles Unlimited within about a year and a half or so, late 2019, and have enjoyed the use of our mentoring team. And we learned a little bit about their progress, things they've learned, lesson learned, and so on. If you want to hear that show, if you missed it, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That will be archived here probably in a few days. Now, as part two, we've got their mentor on the phone, or rather on the radio with us, and we're going to hear about the mentor side of that equation. Now, if you do have questions today, this is a live show. The number is 855-497-4335, or if you're feeling shy, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. So we're on with Lori. Lori is a mentor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'd like to kind of explore just the infrastructure, first of all, at Lifestyles Unlimited, because it's pretty vast, I think, not just here in Dallas, but more broadly. Can you talk a little bit about the setup we have as far as the mentors go across the platform, if you would?
Yeah, sure, Andy. How we started out, we used to just have three Texas cities, so we only utilized our service, the Texas market. And the way that the company has set it up is, obviously, we want you to have a natural progression. And the first way to, like, really just dip your toe in, get started in real estate, start to build up some wealth, would be with single family. But we also know that we've got members out there that have already got that wealth, those resources that I was talking about in the last segment, where they can throw some resources at it and go a little bit faster. So we always have multifamily that you can go up to. So it's kind of a cafeteria style. It's a stair step. Our ultimate goal is to get into multifamily. That's where it all happens. But there's nothing wrong with starting out through the single family realm. So we've got single family mentors, and then once you're ready to go up to multifamily, we've got multifamily mentors as well. So we've got three single family mentors in each of our Texas brick and mortar cities, and then we've got national mentors now, both in the single family and multifamily realm. So it really does help, and a lot of people will sometimes say, wow, you got so many members. How do you do it with just three mentors, let's say even in the North Texas area? And the reason is it's what we anticipate a mentor to be, and how we basically, the program is set up to teach the members, kind of like that proverbial saying, teach them to fish rather than just feeding them.
Right. And I want to point out what you said. You know, we've got the three offices in Texas. We've got the national side as well. And it's interesting to me because our membership base is very broad across the U.S. I know at the last expo, for example, in February of 2020, I met any number from the East Coast and from the West Coast. And they're investing here in Texas because those coasts typically don't work. And they're able to tap into the mentor base in whichever their city of choosing is, as well as the rest of the infrastructure. But, you know, aside from the mentors, we've got the vendors, we've got every, you know, the local boots on the ground, which is pivotal. And interestingly, for me as a guy in Dallas, if I want to get a more diversified portfolio, I'm just, for the listener that maybe has not heard this show before, I'm a single family investor. I'm still on that track with a little bit of multifamily now on the side, but I've been seeing blasts from Phoenix for single family houses, as well as the multifamily, and now in Georgia as well. So if I can go very farther, you know, very far afield if I want, and tap into that mentor assistance as needed. And what, just if you could help explain to us, just what does a mentor do?
Well, you know, you've got to consider, anytime you're going to be mentored, that means someone's taking you under their wing. Now, not personally, we're not going to do the work for you. We're not someone's employee, but we're more like a guide, an advisor, a coach. We're not just going to give you one-on-one question and answer. We're going to go through things and know you, know our members that come to us. We know them on a personal level. We know what their goals are, what they're trying to achieve in their life based on their job stability or their station in life, maybe their age or their family situation. So we really help to keep them on track and find the best vehicle to get them to their goal fastest, whether that be a combination of single family, multifamily, whether it be starting out single family only, whether they should go for acquisitions that have a lot of capital gains so that they can increase the portfolio, or maybe they just need immediate cash flow and we need to really focus on heavier cash flow on theirs. Of course, we want something of both in that nature. You know, we want cash flow and equity capture, but you need to make sure that you're focusing on what's actually going to get you to your goal. So sometimes we tell people what they don't want to hear, and or we'll advise to kill a deal or tell them not to go for that one. So, you know, it's someone who's in your corner, basically, yeah. And who has the experience, who's been there, done that, and can anticipate something that's going to, some information that you need to know even above and beyond the question that was just asked.
Yeah, and I'll echo what you said as well. You know, just thinking back on my own personal experience, and you know, we joined in March of 2012, and my wife in particular, were always in touch with our mentors at the time, very heavily, right, throughout our first few deals. Mm-hmm. But over time, that did taper off, right? I guess what it is essentially is you've got the broader education that comes along with the membership at Lifestyles that you can, you know, as part of the Financial Freedom Program, for example, you go to the 2-day, you learn about the single family there and the multifamily, and there's a lot of stuff online that you can do that's going to be that big picture. But then I need to engage you for my unique, specific situation to get that finer tuned bit of the education, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we got very early on. And you're right. If I think about it, the past few years, we've probably had a little bit less of a touch point with the mentors because we've gotten comfortable, right?
And that's why we can serve so many of the members with just the three of us here in this particular area, is because, like you said, they'll wane off. But you know what? We're still going to hear from you, especially in this year. We've been pretty busy because with the pandemic and all the changes in the laws to real estate holdings and things like that, we've had lots of questions. You know, I would say, though, a lot of them have been fears that have been unfounded because most of the people can just work things through, and things haven't changed that much in our business.
They haven't.
Someone to call.
Yeah, it's not been as rocky as the media, the national media would. Mm-hmm. Would portray it, you know, and that's part of the problem why you might want to put those newspapers down and turn off that evening news and be a little more selective with your information sources. And I have to commend Lifestyles. I remember very early on in the pandemic being involved or listening to, attending any number of seminars on how to manage and things to think about communication with the residents. Very, very well done. You know, this was coming from mentors and educators within the organization. So that was a saving grace, I think, for at least my mental well-being and putting me at ease and then putting my residents at ease as well, kind of pushing that down the line. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit and get maybe a little more specific. So I did the show earlier with Mark and Julie, and you worked with them, and they already had some experience. So I want to get not necessarily too much into the details around them, but I do want to ask the bigger picture question. Here we've got this couple that's come to Lifestyles with a good background. Let's say, hey, we're going to head into a break. I hear the music kicking on. I want to ask you, though, is it easier or is it harder to work with somebody that's already gotten started, already maybe built out a portfolio of houses or even small multifamily? So stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Andy Webb, your host. We got Lori, our mentor, and we'll be right back.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we are on part two, show two of a two-part series. First part, we talked with some members that recently joined Lifestyles and have leveraged the mentors that we have on board at Lifestyles to really accelerate their business, to optimize it. They were existing investors already when they joined. And as part two now, we are speaking with Lori, who was actually one of the mentors that worked with them. And we're hearing a little bit, we've heard already a little bit about how mentoring works, what that looks like, what is it. And we're going to start to get a little bit more granular now and talk about some of the aha moments, some of the things perhaps this pair, Mark and Julie, learned, as well as what other investors learn as they go through the mentoring process. Now, if you've got calls today, the number here is 855-497-4333. 855-497-4335. I should say, if you have questions, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. All right, Lori, so I spoke earlier, as I said, with Mark and Julie, and they were real excited about the progress and the eye-opening stuff they learned. These were investors that had over a decade of experience already, kind of learning by doing, making mistakes, that sort of thing. They come to Lifestyles, they start to work with you as a mentor. I'm curious, is it easier to work with somebody that has experience already, or is it more difficult because they're ingrained in their ways? What do you see?
Right. Well, I think with all things, it's probably going to be that you would want to work with someone that's got a clean slate. That way there, you don't have to spend any time on the undoing. But it all depends on the person, certainly, and that doesn't mean that one's more difficult or easier. It just means that sometimes we're focusing on something different, unraveling some bad behaviors or some past mindsets. So you had mentioned before, like, for instance, with just to give a little background for those who haven't listened to that that show with Mark and Julie just yet, their big aha moment in the 2-day financial freedom seminar was the fact that, yeah, they felt good by having all these properties paid off with cash, and most people think that's the way to go, pay off your house, do this, do that, and then all of a sudden they realized, wow, I've got untapped capital, and I could grow this portfolio just outside of the stratosphere. I could just go on fire if I would do this properly and leverage. And so, you know, when they come to us then, we sometimes have to keep them. They have that aha moment in the financial freedom seminar, but that's like being sometimes given information through a fire hose. And so your mentor is the one that's going to keep you on track and pull you back to reality and keep you focused on your goals when you start to shift. So that's probably the biggest thing.
Sure. And you guys, you hinted at this earlier in the prior segment. You were sitting down at the start and having a one-on-one, a one-on-two perhaps, to figure out what those goals are so you can help steer them, right? So you guys are having a heart-to-heart, looking at the personal financial statement, in this case, looking at the portfolio, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting,
We'll sit down and meet with people later on in their investing. Anytime they want to come back and say, hey, you know what, it's been a couple of years now. I think I've got a lot of equity and appreciation in this one house, you know, and I always sit down with them, and I use the analogy of the goose and the golden egg. I said, well, do we want to sell the goose and move on, or do we want to keep the goose, keep that egg, and just pull some cash out of it so we can go buy some more? So it's all about constantly evaluating. So your real estate investing never ends. You should always be looking to maximize your returns. Once you've got too much capital sitting in that house because it's appreciated so much, you've got to realize that money's no longer working for you and it's diminishing your return.
Yeah, dead equity. You know, Al Gordon, one of the other hosts, did a show earlier in the week on having a 5-year plan, and he made a good point in there that, you know, 5 years from now, you're a different person. So those goals that you sat down with Lori and talked about, they may have changed. In my case, concrete example, we had a kid, and that changed everything.
Yeah.
So our goals have massively shifted. So we're now looking more at higher passive, you know, more passive investments like multifamily, you know what I mean? So it's absolutely,
right. Absolutely
good to go back and revisit that mentor. And something else of interest I wanted to point out, I caught this on the case study that you held with Mark and Julie, which is where I learned about these guys, is that in their first almost decade or so of investing, they picked up about 9 doors. In their first year with Lifestyles, they picked up 5. So they learned, like you said, how to tap into that debt equity, how to use some of the other tools out there and really, really optimize essentially their portfolio.
Yeah, and that's the key. And you know, the more resources you have, the different types of acquisitions you can look into, insofar as, you know, do you have the skill set? Do you have the wherewithal for a heavy rehab? Even though we've got a team that we're going to deploy to work on all of these things, you know, do you want to self-manage? Do you have the capacity or the personality to self-manage, or are you going to hire out a property manager for all your properties? If that's the case, we need to take that into consideration when we're looking at our expenses so that we can know our true cash flow. So everybody is in a unique situation.
Yep. Agreed. Absolutely they are. And I'm curious, so these Mark and Julie experienced investors, they came to Lifestyles. I'm curious to look on the other side of the coin, a total newbie. What are the most common questions that you tend to hear from the newer investors?
Total newbie is probably going to have the most difficulty wrapping their head around the financing aspect. You know, how we want them to leverage and use lenders for their financing. So they usually in the evaluation portion of the property is where they're going to have the most questions.
Or what is hard money? Sounds scary, high interest, and how does that fit into the picture? Yeah, I hear that as well.
Yeah. But, you know, they're really good because they keep us in the loop. The worst thing to happen is for someone to get a little bit too overconfident. They take all the education. They go out there and forget to keep us in the loop when we could have saved them from an error. You had mentioned before, you know, Mark and Julie had done that trial and error. Well, you know what? That takes a lot of time. You might do something and say, you know what? I could have done that better. I'll do that next time. Well, why not just walk alongside someone who's already been doing it successfully for a decade and utilize that resource? It
Absolutely.
Saves a lot of trial and error.
So common questions from newer investors tend to be around financing. What about folks like Mark and Julie? I can tell you over the years when I've gone to the in case studies in the Dallas-Fort Worth area here, I always wind up meeting one or two investors that recently joined that were like Mark and Julie that had a 1, 2, 3, 5, whatever, some number of houses already. And they've, just like Mark and Julie, they've started to optimize that. I'm curious from those experienced investors that you take under your wing, what are their common questions that you have?
They have more of tax ramifications. They want to know how to do the 1031 exchange to avoid capital gains tax while they're tapping into the or selling off some of these resources that have too much equity in them. More advanced sort of questions like that. I would say 1031 exchange is probably the biggest one, and sitting down with them to analyze each property.
Okay, moving on from the questions, I want to, and we won't have a lot of time. We may have to pick part of this up in the final segment here, but I want to think about the hurdles, because I know when I think back to when we joined, you know, we joined in March. It took us a good half a year before we finally picked up the first house because we were scared to death still. You know, the education, the mentors helped, but we had our own internal hurdles. It's funny, after we got that first one, we got the second one less than a month later, but I want to talk about the common hurdles. So when it comes to the newer investors, what are you hearing? What's holding them back?
Usually it's the evaluation. They want some sort of a guarantee, and we have to let them know that the numbers will change as you go from an acquisition that you look might be a potential to pursue to actually putting eyes on the property to actually inspecting the property and getting it under contract and things like that. So it's not a one and done. It's a process. It doesn't take a lot of time, especially if you're utilizing your team.
I'm going to break in here. We're going to head into our final break. And when we come back, I want to wrap up that question. I've got a few more for you, so stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today I have a guest with me on the show. That is Lori. She is one of our mentors here in the Dallas-Fort Worth offices. And, you know, I know Lori. She was there when I joined back in 2012, not a mentor at the time, but already a part of the team in member services. And she's continued to build her wealth of knowledge by helping others, by mentoring since 2017, and just being involved in the market as well, of course. And if we have time here towards the end of the segment, we'll talk a little bit about what we're seeing in the market right now as we enter 2021. I do want to give you a website. So Lori, you mentioned the two-day seminar, and that people go to that and they get a lot of education. They get a lot of information to the point where it's like drinking from a fire hose. And I will absolutely concur with that analogy, but people need to know where to go to even get to that Financial Freedom Seminar. I want you to go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com. The website, the URL is financialfreedomlivestream.com. That'll tell you all about the Financial Freedom Program membership, which is where I started. I think, Lori, that's probably where you started as well. But as part of that membership, you can go to that two-day, and you can go to that two-day as often as you need to help digest that information, because it is a lot. One day devoted to single family, one day devoted to multifamily. That is financialfreedomlivestream.com. And by the way, the membership is now available for 2 years at a heavy discount if you use the promo code SAVEBIG. You'll find a box at the bottom when you go to register. That promo code is SAVEBIG. So, Lori, I want to apologize. I wanted to get that out there now before we get to the end of the show. We were talking about hurdles that we see with newer investors. Financing is a common one. For me, it was just bald fear for the longest time. With experienced investors, maybe they've been through the rigors already, but do you see any particular holdups, hurdles that maybe the more experienced investor runs into?
Well, with the experienced investor, sometimes they want to move ahead too fast now that they've gotten the ball rolling. So they may have been doing it for a long time, slow and steady. Now they've gone to the two-day financial freedom program. They've realized they had the light bulb go off and realized, wow, I've got all these resources now that I can go and I can go buy 20 houses this year. And that's all well and good, but there's lots of moving parts that go along with that. Your debt to income ratio, you know, whether you're doing something that's how your portfolio is performing, all sorts of intricate things. And so when they come and they realize, yes, you can go like gangbusters and move ahead really fast, we sometimes just have to pull them in and say, wait, let's come up with a strategy so that you're moving ahead quickly but responsibly. Now, with the newer person, sometimes they're all gung-ho as well, which is great. That's the most important thing. I want to see some enthusiasm, and we want to work through that fear where people aren't moving forward. But sometimes if it's a newer person and they're really, let's say they really need to start building their wealth so they can. You know, we say retire in 5 years or less. And again, I've mentioned that's all about how many resources you have to throw at something. If you can start right at multifamily, well, boom. But if you need to start with that first house so you can get in the game, get on the Monopoly board, well, you're looking really for something that's got some real heavy value play, that's got some equity to it. And, you know, some of these newer people, they just expect a home run every single time they look at an acquisition. And there's nothing wrong with getting a second or third base hit. And you will eventually get that snowball rolling and those home runs will come. So that's probably what I see with the newer people or the inexperienced people. They too, the light bulb went off for them. They're ready to get started. But that doesn't mean that you're going to have a home run every time, but you're absolutely going to make money, and it's going to be very lucrative in the way of cash flow and making money five ways.
Yeah, agreed. And I want to pigtail off something you said there. You use the word enthusiasm. And the whole reason I came up with the idea of having you as well as Mark and Julie on is because of a case study that I went to where you and Mark and Julie all three presented. I don't remember when, sometime in 2020, late November, December, something like that. But there was the enthusiasm and there was the inspiration from seeing their numbers, from seeing what these experienced investors have done. Now, the case studies, sometimes it's a total newbie that's just done their first deal. And there you really see the enthusiasm as well. I love the case studies. for that very reason. Even for somebody like myself that's been doing this for a while, it is contagious, and it really gets me moving along as well. That case study, by the way, that ability to go to those case studies, that is also part of that Financial Freedom Program membership that I mentioned a second ago. So I have to call that out, because that is the whole genesis behind this conversation today, is the case studies for me. And again, great opportunity.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Andy. The thing is that people can listen to podcasts and listen to radio shows day in, day out. I've had people before say that they've listened to Dell for 10 years, and they're just now coming through the doorway. There's a difference between absorbing material and taking action and actually being enthused enough and inspired and motivated enough to take action. And that comes with surrounding yourself and actually touching, having conversation with the people. So you've got to get involved. You can't just read books and listen to podcasts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move into my final question around maybe the mentoring side of it. You talk with a lot of people, you work with a lot of newer or totally new investors. Are there any particular common ahas, right? Just total eye-openers that people consistently see when they start to talk with you, Lori, or maybe Rick here in Dallas, or any of the other mentors?
You know, everybody's got a different aha, I think, and that comes from their past experience that they're bringing to the table and such. But the biggest one is, many times I'll set their goals and they say, wow, what do you mean? They think I'm pushing them too far. It's usually about acquiring. We sit down and we look at their resources, and I say, well, let's go for the next 12-month plan. I want you to get X number of properties, and you can easily do that. And some will say, oh my gosh, I was thinking maybe just one or two. I said, stop standing at the side of the waters, dipping your toes in. You've got the resources. We're ready. Let's do it. And then there are others, of course, like with the ones that we have to hold back, that they just come up with an arbitrary, oh, I'd like to get 10 houses this year. Well, why 10? Because that was a nice round number. And I say, no, let's put some strategy behind the thought and go for a realistic goal. So those are most of the aha moments that come from our mentoring is, again, it's the personalized individual attention to what can you do, and let's make it happen. I just had a mentor meeting with somebody this past week, and I said, now look, you're good to go. You're just getting started. You don't know much of some of the stuff I'm talking about. I want you to go through these courses, and I expect you to reach back out to me by the end of this month, because you're going to be ready to start making offers on properties that you find that look viable. He says, at the end of January? I said, absolutely. Let's get going.
Yeah, it's great. You've handed them a goal. You've put a time-bound mm-hmm. element to it as well, which I always encourage that people do, and kind of prodded them along. Now they've got you as essentially their accountability partner. You're going to be breathing down their neck. Come on, what's going on? And that's perfect. I like to hear that. Now, you've already answered one of my questions, which was advice for maybe someone looking to get started. Take action, right? We heard it from you just right there.
The most common thing I've heard in my 10 years of being involved in lifestyles is from everybody, I wish I had done this sooner. By far the number one comment.
Absolutely. Last, we got about a couple minutes left. What are your thoughts on the market? What are we expecting, or what are we going to see in 2021?
Well, you know, it depends on the market. Obviously, here in the DFW market, it's very strong, and really real estate has held up its market has been strong all the way through 2020 and the pandemic. What I'm seeing, however, though, is inventory is low, whether it be primary residence or rental property. So we're utilizing wholesalers to get the off-market deals many times. So it's important to know what you're getting into with sourcing that type of a real estate transaction. And that's where we help people and work through it. But it's good to get it off-market, something that's going to go on, be for sale because of, you know, maybe it's severely distressed. There's always death, divorce, taxes, or deferred maintenance on any given property.
And that's always going to be there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's not that it's gone. And a lot of people say, well, with less inventory, it's going to be more competition. But I was investing back in 2009, 2010, when there was a glut of inventory, but then there were many more investors as well. So it always ebbs and flows. You just need to be educated and ready to pounce when the deal is there and make several offers on different, you know, you're not going to get your first one, but be persistent. go for the second, go for the third. Everyone that you experience in that evaluation and that offer process, you're going to get better.
Yeah, you become more educated. I'll tell you what, we're pretty much out of time here. I have to point back to Mark and Julie picked up 5 units in 2020, right? Tight inventory or not, the deals are there. You just need to know where to go to get them, have somebody that can help you find those, know who's a good wholesaler, who's not, to bring up that word as well. But yep. Lori, hey, I thank you as somebody that is a member. I thank you for all that you do for the members. I know the mentors helped me and my wife tremendously. You guys provide a wonderful service. And I thank you for joining me this afternoon and wrapping up this concept around the mentor and the mentee. And I thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.